Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic. World leaders are pressuring Myanmar's military after it took power from the elected government. Leader Aung San Suu Kyi was detained with other politicians, yesterday. She was elected in November last year. Military generals claim the election was fraudulent, but the Election Commission ruled the vote was free and fair. The army has removed 24 ministers and named replacements. The army says it will rule for the next 12 months before holding new elections. United States President Joe Biden has threatened to impose sanctions. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says differences need to be resolved peacefully. The United Nations is meeting today to talk about the situation in Myanmar. Victoria is easing some coronavirus restrictions. Work officers will be able to increase the number of people coming to work. From Monday, 75% more people can come to the office. There have been no new COVID-19 cases in Victoria for 27 days in a row. Premier Daniel Andrews says he will extend the state of emergency to the 15th of December. He says this will make sure health and safety measures are followed.
The sorts of rules that the state of emergency underpins is the order for someone to isolate for 14 days, is the order that means hotel quarantine is mandatory, wearing face masks in certain settings, all of those common sense things, but particularly hotel quarantine. Without a state of emergency, the chief health officer simply has no power to be able to compel people to isolate in a hotel.
People in Western Australia will soon find out whether the coronavirus outbreak is under control. No new community cases have been found so far. A hotel security guard tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Scientists confirm he has the very infectious UK variant. Perth and nearby Peel and southwest regions have been in lockdown since Monday. It will end on Friday night if no new cases are found. Australian Federal Parliament sits today for the first time this year. Federal politicians have attended a traditional church service to mark the day. They will discuss coronavirus financial help and COVID-19 vaccination in Australia. Labor wants to know why some support payments won't be extended when businesses are still struggling. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Australia needs a good plan to recover from the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We need a plan for jobs. We need a plan for a better Australia, a stronger Australia, a more equal Australia. Too many Australians are being left behind or held back because of the lack of a vision from this government.
I'm Sofia Petrovic. This is SBS News in Easy English.